It is time for MSO News Sports Baseball Insider Andy Carboni to join us with the very latest news on the Red Sox and Major League Baseball. Andy, welcome.
Well, happy to be back, Bill, once again. And as I always say, we're one step closer to baseball starting in 2023.
Andy, yesterday's results for the Red Sox, they still remain undefeated. Is that right?
They certainly do, undefeated in spring training play in West Palm Beach yesterday. The Red Sox and Astros played to a 4-4 tie. Sox returned to JetBlue Park this afternoon, taking on the Phillies. First pitch coming away at 12:05. And you can watch all the action on ESPN, or you can check it out on WEEI AM 850. Plan your afternoon around it.
The old 850 AM signal. You know, Andy, what I bet the fans yesterday in West Palm must have left the ballpark disappointed with the 4-4 tie. Can't they do a home run derby or something to decide these things?
Well, you would think they'd do something to avoid going home in a tie and not getting anything out of it. But I guess a tie is better than a loss for the Red Sox fans that were there. So we'll take that and run.
Okay. All right. Here we go. So let's get to the Red Sox news. Names in the news. What do you have for us?
Well, just in case you were interested before we get into some names of the news, to want to note the next spring training game on Nesson is going to be Saturday afternoon at Fort Myers versus the same Houston Astros. Alex Cora did tell reporters after yesterday's game that Chris Sale completed his second bullpen session. He did not hurt himself. He's now cleared to make his spring training debut Monday afternoon against the Tigers at JetBlue. Sale may pitch two or three innings in the game. I'm sure that now that's officially announced that somehow Nesson will be showing that game live so everyone can watch all the excitement and see if Chris Sale can get through an appearance without having the trainer take him off the mound.
Oh, my gosh. And it seems like we have been down this road so many times. I mean, it's like Groundhog Day, the movie, right? Oh, my goodness. All right, go. What else?
Changes. Well, in case you missed it, last Saturday's game against the Braves in Northport ended in a 6-6 tie after the umpire issued an automatic strike. The Braves batter with a full count, the bases loaded, because he was not focused on the pitcher with 8 seconds left on the pitch count. So that was an interesting way to end the game on Saturday. A lot of people were kind of like, what just happened here? The game's over. What happened? It was an odd situation to see, but I guess it's something we could see going forward in the game of baseball.
And that's a warning to you players moving forward, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. Focus on that pitcher. Get in the box. No fooling around. Or you could find yourself walking back to the dugout. You didn't even swing the bat or see a pitch.
They must have one of those countdown clocks in the stadium, right? They got to have something like that.
Oh, yeah. They're in the stadium. I've been watching some of the spring training games, and you can actually see them behind home plate. Different stadiums obviously going to have them in different areas, of course, with the spring training sites. But I would think when it comes to all Major League ballparks are all going to be in kind of the same area. Also, you're going to have to see the telecast office to have that countdown going in case those pitch clocks aren't in view of the camera. So it'll be interesting to see how that all plays out.
Yeah, it's exciting is what it is, right?
Oh, you just watch the clock count down. Never thought I'd see it in baseball, but we're watching the clock.
Yeah, you watch that shot clock. What's the difference on the shot clock? And is there going to be maybe there'll be a game clock, too? Whatever.
Yep. Yeah.
All right, what else, Andy?
Red Sox did make a signing since we last spoke. First baseman Daniel Palka to a minor league contract with an invite to spring training. Palka was last a regular with the White Sox back in 2018, hitting 27 home runs in 124 games. He will most likely be starting the season in Worcester.
Andy, every time you join us, you bring us a little tidbit here and there. So what else? What do you have for today for us?
Well, since last we spoke, I came up with a little nugget that I think you'll find interesting. Actually, back on February 26, 1911, General Taylor purchased a plot of land known as the Dana Grounds, a site once owned by the leader of the Sons of Liberty, Francis Dana, at public auction for $120,000. The Red Sox minority owner's acquisition will become the location of, yes, Fenway Park.
That's a pretty pricey tag back in those days,
$120,000. I think so, yeah, definitely $120,000. And just think, in less than a year later or so, that park was ready to roll. So they wasted no time getting that wonderful ballpark we call home built.
He probably thought, you know, I think I could run a power line to this ballpark and we could play games at night, you know. I think we could work that out.
Yeah. Oh, he had big dreams back then.
All right, so speaking of dreams, I'm dreaming of a win on Nesson's Classics, Red Sox Classics today on Nesson. Is that possible?
Absolutely. The Red Sox are always undefeated on Nesson Plus. This week it's the best of Manny Ramirez, first pitch coming away at 3, so you can watch the actual Red Sox spring training game this afternoon on ESPN or listen to it on AM radio, which I like to do, and then switch on over to Nesson Plus at 3 for another potential victory. Today, it's a game from July 1st, 2006. Manny hits two home runs, drives in 5, leading the Red Sox to an 11-5 win over the Marlins in Florida.
Andy, let's take us through some of those Major League Baseball news notes that you have for us.
Well, the big bombshell since we last spoke, the Padres finalized an 11-year, $350 million contract extension with third baseman Manny Machado. The deal also includes no opt-outs and a full no-trade clause. So the Padres are just throwing money around like drunken sailors, and they continue to load up on huge contracts that will eventually bite them down the road, but they're going for the World Series now, and that's what fans like to see.
Budget analyst Andy Carboni. All right, take us through the rest of the notes here.
Well, a much smaller signing of note, the Royals, they signed former Red Sox outfielder Jackie Bradley Jr. to a minor league contract with an invite to spring training.
All right. Wow, that's, I'm surprised, huh? Wow.
Yeah, you would think that he would have gotten an official invite or signed a regular contract before spring training got underway, but I guess times are changing, and Bradley just has to grab whatever he can to stay involved in the game.
Well, you know, that is even more amazing than the General Taylor story you shared with us earlier.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. They're pretty interesting. All right. Take us through the rest of your notes, Andy.
Well, the Pirates and the Orioles had some people scratching their heads after both teams played the bottom of the ninth without an umpire during Tuesday's spring training game in Bradenton. The umpiring crew left after a ground out in the top of the ninth, which secured a 7-4 win for the Pirates. But Pirates manager Derek Shelton and Orioles manager Brandon Hyde agreed to play the bottom of the ninth anyways to get more work in, so the bottom of the ninth was played with no umpires.
All right, okay.
You don't see that every day.
No, you don't. Yeah, it seems like something you might see at a high school game or something like that. But you would not even see it there. But whatever. Yeah.
And we'll wrap things up with a big swing and a miss by the Department of Transportation in New York City. A sign honoring baseball legend Jackie Robinson went up in Queens on the Jackie Robinson Parkway with a major typo. The sign features a picture of the Brooklyn Dodgers great, but his first name was misspelled, omitting a C in Jackie.
So they want it. It's J-A-C-K-I. Is that it? Yeah.
Yes, that's what they did. So they made a boo-boo. Got to replace that sign after that was brought to their attention.
Yeah, you'd think. I mean, I have made spelling errors in my day, but when you do a sign, you know, you'd think you'd just double-check a, you know, a couple.
Yeah, I would think you can't miss it with a big sign. It's not like it's a little tiny thing. So you would think that would be caught, but... It was caught too late after the sign went up.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, well, there you go. Now cars have, you know, they have these eyes on these cars to keep you in your lane and not let you crash into the car ahead of you. But now, these eyes, they ought to have spell check on them, too, for these vehicles, maybe.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Andy, so you have covered a lot of territory with us today. This has been good stuff. So finally, Andy, let me ask you one last question on the Red Sox as your outro here. But did you learn anything about this team and this new ensemble of players on this Red Sox this past week?
Well, it's still kind of early to tell. We really haven't seen a lot of the starters, per se, getting a lot of time in between getting at-bats or pitching on the mound. Corey Kluber just was the first starting pitcher to get a game on the starting rotation. He pitched on Tuesday. So, again, Chris Sale will start on Monday. So, we'll start seeing more of the regulars popping in the next week or so. And plus, the team's going to be losing players going to the World Baseball Classic. So, some players will be going, some won't. So, you see more players than others. So, it's going to be kind of a mishmash during this whole spring training for all teams in terms of the WBC getting involved. So, it'll be kind of tough to... get a full idea of what we're going to see on the field this year, but as the games go on, you'll see less of the minor leaguers, and you can get a feel for how the team's going to shape up this year.
All right, Andy, always good stuff. Thanks for joining us. Stay dry today.
Yeah, you do the same. Get the umbrella ready.
Okay. Baseball Insider Andy Carboni. I'm Bill Newell on MSO Newsports.com.